Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good morning and welcome to Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison. What an absolutely gorgeous morning here in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where I am coming to you live on Life Coach Radio Networks. I am so excited to be here as always. I feel fall in the air, my favorite season, just a touch of crispness, if I could say that word correctly. And fall actually means that school is about to start. For some, it means this week. For others, it means next week. Others, it's after Labor Day. So today's topic is back to school, now what? A lot of parents and a lot of students out there are going to be preparing for this week and next week and the week after, you know, kind of transitioning back into the swing of things after a really wonderful, enjoyable summer, hopefully. And so today we have a very special guest who's going to be on the air today. She is a dynamic life coach who I had the pleasure of meeting when I went through my IPAC training. We were actually in the same class, and Stephanie started her training as a life coach in her teens, which is so impressive to me. I'll tell you a little bit more about Stephanie. She'll tell you a little bit more about herself in just a few minutes. But before we bring Stephanie on board to talk about back to school, now what, I just want to let you know about some shows that are coming up on Life Coach Radio Networks this week, next week, and the week after. Think Tank is going to be airing with Jan Jaffe, Kathy Aquino, and Sharissa Sebastian. The topic on Think Tank is decisions, how to make them, how to live with them. I know that we're all trying to make very monumental decisions, sometimes on a daily basis. So this should be a very interesting show. That's going to air Wednesday, August 26th at 12 p.m. Then also, Influential Connections with Amina. She's going to interview Anna Curia. And Anna Curia is going to give a great method that's actually in her book that she's going to share with the audience. And it sounds like it's top secret, because there's not a lot of details about this show on the episodes page. But that's going to be Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m., so tune in for that. And then also, Guiding Yourself into Being with Jennifer Belber is going to air. She's going to have a chat with Harper Spiro. Jennifer Belber is a life coach, and it's going to be a really inspiring talk with lifestyle management coach Harper Spiro on Thursday, September 10th at 8 p.m. And then I want you to join me in Staten Island on Tuesday, September 29th. And that's going to be at the Mansion Grand, which is in Staten Island, 141 Mansion Avenue. This is the Grow Tour, and this is a fabulous women's conference that's going to be held at the Mansion Grand in Staten Island. And that's going to be, again, on September 29th. I'm going to be speaking along with four other really incredible women. Sue Erda, who is the co-founder of the Grow Tour, will also be speaking during that conference as well. I'll tell you a little bit more about the conference toward the end of the program today. But without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Stephanie Shields. I met Stephanie when we were both going through IPEC training, coach training. And Stephanie was definitely the youngest person in the room, but in so many ways, and I think my colleagues would agree, she seemed to be the wisest and most sure about her path to becoming a life coach. Whereas many of us were still trying to determine our niche and figure out what makes us unique, Stephanie appeared to have this calling on her life to become a life coach. And it was nothing short of inspiring to watch this young woman just learn and work and grow. So listeners, please help me welcome Stephanie Shields to Reveal Your Excellence. Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you, Renee?
You sound wonderful, Stephanie. I am doing great too. Thank you so much. I am so happy
for having me.
Oh my gosh. Stephanie, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure and my privilege. And as Jill Garofa would say, who is one of our training assistants through IPEC, I'll tell you the one thing that I love most about you, Stephanie, is just your energy and your enthusiasm. And that is the reason why of all of my colleagues who, you know, our class is very close and we're very bonded, but of all the folks in the in that particular cohort, I decided to have you on, first of all, because of the timing, because of the back to school timing. And second of all, because I have always just admired you so much because of your energy and because of your commitment to life coaching. So if you could
You're welcome.
If you could please share your story about why you became a life coach at such a young age.
Okay, sure. I would love to. Okay, so when I was a freshman in high school, I don't know what happened, but I just went down this bad path and I tried to end my life by overdosing on pills. And a few months later, like, the truth came out and I was admitted to a crisis center for a week. And all I remember there is just crying 24/7, just crying. I wanted to leave. I didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't understand why I was there. And then halfway through the week, I remember this little boy got admitted, and I won't give you his name because that's personal, but he was the same age. He was 9 years old. He was the same age as my brother, and he was in there because he tried to end his life too, because no one came to his birthday party, and it broke my heart because I thought of my little brother, and I thought about, what am I doing? Like, why did I do that? And I just had this realization that from that moment forward, I wasn't just lucky to be alive. I realized that I was on here because it was my purpose to spread the love and joy I feel now, so no one ever has to go that down that path. Like, it's never that bad that you have to feel the need to end your life.
Like, and it sounds
such a beautiful thing.
It definitely is. And you're definitely on this planet for a reason, Stephanie, because you spread joy throughout the entire room, you know, just with your smile and your temperament and all of that. And to hear that you were in that kind of a dark place it connects, I'm sure, with so many people who have felt that way. And then to be able to turn that around and make it such a positive experience for your life and to ultimately become a life coach as a result, it really is a testament to your character and your perseverance. So your coaching practice is called I Keep Shining, which that's perfect for you. I can see your face shining right now. And it supports youth and young adults. And why did you give it that name?
Okay, well, for a moment, I just want everyone listening to think about your friends, your family, and yourself, okay? Think about all of the qualities and quirks and just everything that makes them up, okay? No one else is like that. Each person is individual and unique, and you shine from within when you know just the qualities that make you up, your flaws, the things you love about yourself, just everything. Like, no matter what you may be going through, I just want everyone to remember that, just remember that ball of light inside of you and just keep shining.
You know what I love about that, Stephanie, is that I know that your message is to resonate with youth and young adults, but, you know, I'm almost 50 years old, and when I hear those words coming out of your mouth, it makes me smile, and it makes me think, okay, what is it about me that makes me special and what makes me unique? So you're not just appealing to people your age and younger, you're appealing also, I think, to a variety of people who need to hear that message, especially from someone like you.
it's true. Like each individual like has these different qualities and passions that ignite their flame inside of them. We all have that flame.
Yep.
To find it.
To find it and to cultivate it. What, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So there are millions upon millions of students preparing to return to school this week and next, and even the week after. What are some of the primary issues affecting them right now?
Well, definitely peer pressure and bullying. And then two other really big ones, I believe, is because of the media. The media is a huge one, and also the comparing yourself to others. Because, like, when you think of media and everything, all you see is the highlights of someone's life. Like, you don't really see what's going on through their head, because no one wants to show those raw parts of them. They just want to show, oh, my life is so great. But it's really just the highlights. So I want everyone to remember that, because you don't really know what's going through someone's head.
It's so true. And the media sometimes makes it seem like it's all perfect, right? Like everything is just kind of going well, and everybody's so happy, and
everyone has this perfect ideal look. But my best friend's a model, and she just thinks it's crazy because so much work goes into all that preparation in being a model. It's not just, oh, you see this person and that's what they look like in everyday life. Again, it's the highlight of that person.
It is. And the idea that, like I said, there's so many students who are going back to school, and there might be some who might be facing it and feeling excited about it. There might be some who are facing it and feeling a little bit apprehensive about it. So what's your message to young people who are not sure what they want to do with their life, either personally or professionally?
Okay, well, honestly, this question makes me laugh, because I'm a junior in college currently, and I went into college knowing that I'm going to be a psychologist. That's what I'm going to do. And right now, I've changed my major 3 times. So honestly, don't worry, because I promise you, you'll find it. Just takes time.
And, you know, I love the spirit in which you say that, you know, because there's so much pressure that's put on young people today to be successful, and, you know, the standardized testing, and there's so many challenges that all of us have to face. But I think sometimes that when you are, that when you're growing into your teens and into your 20s, there's an exceptional amount of pressure that's put on you to be successful. And just by your temperament, you know, that kind of laughter in your voice saying, you know, I've changed my major so many times. Here I'm a life coach. I want to be a psychologist. Don't worry about it. It'll find you, right? Is that
yeah,
kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. One day
Great.
It'll just hit you, and you'll be like, wow, this is what I'm meant to do.
Well, we talked a little bit about the peer pressure and the bullying that students sometimes face. So, Stephanie, how do you thrive in school and still have that shining from within quality like you have?
Okay, so if when you feel that peer pressure, the bullying, I want you, and obviously it's so hard in that moment, but I want you to take a step back and realize this is just a moment in your life, and you can choose how you define what's happening. You could either let it affect you, or it could help you grow into the person you're meant to be. Like, just think about it. Like, these people, bullies or peer pressure, they're giving you these labels, and you don't have to wear these labels. Who are they to really define who you are? They don't know what lights up your eyes when you get excited, or what passions you have about life. Like, who are they to really define who you are as a person?
You know, and it's so true too, Stephanie, because when you walk into a situation where you're being pressured or where you're being bullied, it's always from someone who's trying to put you in a box instead of giving you an opportunity to really see who you are and what's special about you. And usually that person, for whatever reason, has he or she's own challenges personally in their family or whatever. And it's very possible that they do see that light in you and they kind of want to squash it or diminish it. So your advice is...
They feel threatened.
Say more about that, Steph.
Okay, well, think about a bully, okay? Now, they like you said, it's the truth. They see that light in you and they feel threatened about you. So they want to crush you so they feel bigger. But realistically, they don't feel any better about themselves. They just want other people to feel the pain that they feel and then think it's okay. But it's not.
So true. That is so true. And it's not okay. So that whole idea of thriving in school and still shining from within, it really has to do with knowing who you are and learning who you are on a daily basis and what makes you shine and what makes you special. Now, I know that there's a lot of challenges too with academics and extracurricular activities and having friends and all of that. And it's a lot sometimes, I think, for students to balance. How do you balance all that?
Yes, it is, especially for all the peer pressure. Well, academics always comes first just because that should be your first priority. And then it's really about here's what I do. I make a list of my priorities before I want to hang out with my friends and get them all done. And then I make the time to see my friends or have some fun. But it's all about the time management. Time management is huge. And if you learn that now, you're set for life.
Well, you know what, Stephanie, it's funny you say that because I'm still learning it, putting too much, right? Putting too much on your plate. So you definitely have a little bit of a head start, putting too much on your plate and having to juggle so many balls in the air is sometimes a little bit challenging. But like you said, if you can put your priorities in order, it really does make a difference. So you're saying academics is first.
Yes.
And then make that list of essentials that you think that you want to get done before you start hanging out with your friends.
Yes. Exercising, extracurriculars, hobbies, sports.
Sounds good. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, whatever makes your soul sing, right?
Yes, exactly.
So what's the most important message you can give to a teen that might not be feeling like they're fitting in socially?
Okay, well, the real question is, why would you want to fit in? We were born to stand out.
Love
it. Everyone thinks, oh, fitting in is the norm, but is it really? When you fit in, are you really being your true self? Those that don't fit in are the ones that stand out and are the ones that are being their true self and raw and real. So I commend them for not fitting in.
So it's really important to kind of look at your life as not an exercise in conforming to other people's norms and other people's behaviors and other people's thoughts and ideas. It's really about figuring out what's important to you and what makes you special and what makes you, like you said, stand out instead of fitting in. I love it.
Yes, and at the time, middle school, high school, it seems like your whole life you think, well, if I don't have these friends, they're going to define me for the rest of my life. It's who I'm going to be. I'm going to be put in this box. But it's not who you are. In that moment of time, yes, it's the world. But you'll realize later on in life that those friends in high school, they're great. But hang out with who you want to hang out with, not who you think you have to hang out with.
And how do you make those choices successfully, Stephanie?
Well, if you're not having fun with the friends you're hanging out with, you know there's something wrong. Or if you're not being your true self, if you're hiding a part of yourself, then they're not, if you think they're going to judge you, they're not the friends that who you should have. You should have the friends that spark the qualities in you and love every little thing about you.
So what are some ways do you think that parents can help their children understand that message?
Well, it's hard as a parent because, I don't know because I'm not a parent, but from what my mom tells me, teenagers, like I talked, I have a great relationship with my mother, but usually like teens don't want to tell their moms what's going on in their life. Not because they just don't want that relationship. It's more just like fear of, oh, well, my mom's going to tell me to do this or that. Like as a teen or a middle schooler, like you want to be able to find that way for yourself. You don't want anyone to tell you what to do because you're growing older and you realize that in that moment, like, this is my life. Like, I want to find who I am and find my friends and not be told what to do. So, like, I suggest the parents just talk, but not, like, in a nosy kind of way. Just ask open-ended questions, but not so subtly. Like, very subtly, I mean.
Very subtly, right.
Yes.
And not in a prying kind of overprotective kind of way.
Yes, because then the teen gets defensive and they're like, oh, what's going on? Like, why are you asking me all these questions?
Mm-hmm. Don't want to be told what to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who wants to be told what to do? Not just teenagers. I know I don't want to nobody wants to be told what to do. You want to feel like you have your own voice and you have your own power and that you can make your own decisions. And as you start to get into your teens, yeah, sure, you know, parents might have a little bit more experience, but teens want to feel that they have the freedom to make decisions and choices as well. So that, yeah. That definitely is clear to me.
And then
even though
when they're asking the questions, acknowledging and validating is the key because then the teen feels heard.
Can you, and you know, because we speak the same language after going through IPAC, can you talk a little bit about that acknowledging and validating and what that means to you and what that would mean to a teen from a parent?
Yeah. So let's say I'm the parent and you'll be the child, Renee. How does that sound?
I love it. Okay. All right, Mom.
Okay. So how was school today?
It was all right.
Okay. What was all right about it?
Well, I don't know. I had this test and I did okay. I got it like a B+. I wish I'd gotten an A because I really studied hard for it, you know?
Well, that's understandable. You wanted that A because you worked so hard, but you got that B+. So it was a disappointment because you expected that A.
Yeah, but you always want me to get A's. So, you know, I don't know.
Yes, well, that's understandable too. And it's so great to feel like that. Just feel those feelings and acknowledge them. Just know they're there.
All right. Okay. All right. That sounds fine. All right. You're good. You're a good parent there, Stephanie.
Thank you. So what Renee and I did right there was I basically repeated everything that she said because by acknowledging that and validating her feelings, she feels heard and there's that that hidden connection there and trust is built because they feel like you understand them.
Good, good. That's really great, Stephanie. And I think what happens as coaches is that we take for granted that we have to do that. And parents may not be trained as coaches, right? So they don't have maybe the knowledge or the insight to be able to do that with their children on a daily basis. I shouldn't say children, but they're young people on a daily basis. And to be able to learn how to do that, I think, is really important. So thank you for that demonstration.
You're welcome.
Now, let me ask you this. What are some signs that a teenager may need some help and support with their journey through school and life?
Okay, well, this one's tricky because when I was that freshman, there were no signs for me. I was still the happy person. I put up this front. I had a facade. I was just, nothing seemed to be wrong, but inside I was crumbling. So like in a situation like that, it's hard, but it's really all again about the talking and communicating. Like communicating in anything is key. So if you just try to build that relationship by the acknowledging and validating and really trying to just talk to them and understand them, you'll notice some changes. But then there's also the other way where there's obvious one where there's the change in behavior, they lose interest in whatever, their passions, their hobbies, they're pulling back, they're just distant, they're not who they used to be. So that's a huge one if you see that. But then there's also the other case where nothing seems to be wrong and all of a sudden that child just crumbles like I did.
Well, you know, in that first case scenario, that's a little scary, right? For the parent and for the people who are involved. And even like you said, you know, you had a little brother who I'm sure would have been tremendously affected by a decision that you had made to end your life. And by the same token, you decided that you wanted to go through that, right? But if there are no signs, then there's no warning. There's no precursor to the event. So I guess just being vigilant is very important, right?
Yes, and being aware, and again, like really communicating with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Like all teens and anyone really, all they want to be is heard and feel needed and connected. So if you just love them unconditionally and just, here's what I like to do with anyone and parents, this will be great for you. Even if you don't talk to them, if you just imagine yourself like sending little hearts to them and like just love, like anyone I pass by, I do this too. I imagine myself sending them love because you can never have too much love in the world. So if the child or teen feels needed and feels that love and connection, then it's a better situation.
It definitely is. And then of course the second case scenario that you mentioned where there's signs, to be able to be mindful of the signs. And like you said, have that space where children can be heard and feel needed and connected. Like they're a part of they're a part of your life and that they're important to you and that they matter. Such incredible words of guidance and not necessarily advice, but just bits of wisdom and bits of insight, I think, that coming from you especially are just so meaningful and important to families to hear. So
thank
Stephanie,
you.
You're welcome. So what are three ways that your peers can learn to shine within?
Okay. There are three simple phrases and then I'll explain them.
Okay.
Be raw, be real, and be you. Be raw by just letting your feelings out. Don't bottle them up, because that's what I used to do. I would bottle them up. But when you're raw and you are who you are and don't hide any little part of you, you just have these breakthroughs and you learn what you like about yourself and what you like about other people. Now, the being real is just don't put up this front. Like, don't put on this fake face at school and then put on a different face for your sports or hobbies and then another face for camp. Be the same person at all three places or wherever you go. There's no need to hide who you are. The people you're meant to hang out with will be drawn to you when you're your real self. And then be you, that's just be you. There's no one else like you in this world. You're a unique individual with that flame inside of you. And no one else's flame looks like your flame inside of you. Everyone has a different color flame, shape, whatever you imagine it to be, that's who you are.
I love that. Be raw, be real, and be you. So you're talking about being raw, just being authentic, being open and vulnerable and allowing your true self to show. And then real, it sounds to me like you're talking about consistency, you know, not putting on different faces and different facades, you know, really making every effort to be as the same as you possibly can in every scenario, right? Is that what you mean by that? Okay.
Yes, exactly. Like, why pretend to be someone if you're not them? You're not going to enjoy life half as much if you're pretending to be someone else.
Do you find that a lot, that happens a lot in school, Steph?
Oh, definitely. Because, again, it goes back to the fitting in, and you just want to be liked and popular and all of those labels. But labels don't, these labels don't live your life. You live your life. And you have to live it how you want to be, how you want to live it, not how you want someone else to perceive you. I want you to, like, look in the mirror and just love every part of you and every characteristic and just everything that makes up you up.
Love that. And the final one, be you, that whole idea of the flame, you know, I can see the visual, right? That everybody's flame is different. Everybody, there's no one else like you. You're very unique and special. And to be able to really, you know, that's a part of what Reveal Your Excellence is all about, just tapping in to your true potential and knowing what makes you special and stand out. Love that, Steph. Good stuff. So what is your vision for your coaching practice?
Okay, well, right, I'm graduating. I definitely want to graduate university first. In the meantime, this year I have two schools set up that I'm going to speak to the middle school and high school about self-love and confidence and limiting beliefs. So I see myself definitely speaking to schools, like, all over. And then also, I want to form, like, this retreat. So it'll be like a 4 or 5 day event where you just learn to love yourself unconditionally and be okay with being alone and just being by yourself and loving every minute of it.
I love that. Now you actually not only have trained through IPEC, but you also attended several Tony Robbins events as well. Can you talk to us a little bit about Tony Robbins and how that impacted your life?
Yes. So I started when my dad got my brother and I 2 tickets to UPW, Unleash the Power Within. And I did not want to go. Like, I was missing school for this, and I just wanted to go to school. I didn't even want to go to this event. That's how much I did not want to go. And so then I dragged my feet and went, and we walked on fire at Unleash the Power Within, and I fell in love with it. And I was just like, wow, like, this is amazing. And, like, you just learn, like, it's all about awareness and your perspective. Like, here's one of my biggest pullouts from it, which I use every single day. Now, how people, like, talk to you or react to you is how they feel about themselves. But your response to them is your awareness of your own self. So then that, like, just impacted me so much. And then that summer I went to his teen program, Global Youth Leadership Summit. And I've been attending that for the past 4 years. And now I'm one of the youth coaches there. And when I was a youth leader, so that's the third year there. So last summer, right before I did IPEC, was when I had this massive breakthrough. And I realized, because I Keep Shining was always one of those, it was kind of a dream, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was one of those things, like, yeah, I knew it was my purpose, but I almost wasn't going to take that route. Like, I was just going to go to college, get a job, and just live my life. But then last summer, I realized, no, like, I am so blessed to be standing right now in this moment, and I'm not going to let anyone else feel the way I did. I need to do something right now. Like, I was going to move to Australia. I was so crazy about this idea because there's a girl there I wanted to study as an apprentice under. And I told my parents I was going to drop out of school. I was going to do this. And they were like, okay, you're crazy. Like, how about no? And so then they found IPEC. And then we decided that I would graduate, but then I would also get my life coaching certification now. And so then it all kind of fell into place. I finished IPEC. I have school set up. My life coaching is set up. So everything just really, it's like the ripple effect. Like, me going to that one Tony Robbins event really just rippled my whole life.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's really an incredible testimony, not only Tony Robbins and his events, but also to yourself and to your ability to kind of change your perspective about the event once you actually got there and really take it in and absorb it. You know, if you're out there and you want to talk to Stephanie, if you want to ask some questions about back to school now what, or if you just want to chat with her about anything that she's mentioned today, please get on the line. Our number for call-in is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. Stephanie, how do you feel about hanging out with me for a little while? Do you want
to
hang out for a little while?
I would love to.
Okay, yes. Great. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to do some promos for upcoming shows, and then I'm going to come back and ask you some kind of off the record, off the pre-planned questions, and see where we can go with that. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Hold on one second. We'll be right back. Now, coming up on Wednesday, August 26th at 12 p.m., we have Jan Jaffe, Kathy Aquino, Sharissa Sebastian in Think Tank. Decisions, how to make them, how to live with them. They're going to be talking about that. And then also guiding yourself into being with Jennifer Belber. She's going to have a nice chat with Harper Spiro. And Harper Spiro is a lifestyle management coach. That's going to be Thursday, September 10th at 8 p.m. And Stephanie, we have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can get this person live on the air with Renee and Stephanie. And if you could please turn down the volume on your radio show, on the radio, that would be great. That way we can hear you with no echo. 973 caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Did you have a question for Renee or Stephanie?
Hi, Renee and Stephanie. This is Nancy.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Nancy? Nancy actually happens to be one of our fellow IPEC students. We were all in the same cohort. Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
Hi. I have to say, I feel so privileged to have gone through IPEC with you two. And Stephanie, I am so excited to hear you. And I just have to say, in Mod 1, I had said to myself, first of all, this is an amazing young woman. And then I also said, this has to be taught in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, I don't think you realize the impact that you will make because, okay, I'm aging myself. The three R's in school, reading, writing, and arithmetic, mean mm-hmm. nothing until Stephanie puts in be raw, be real, be you. Because mm-hmm. if you know that early on, you've got it. And Stephanie, I'm so proud of you. And that's all
thank
I want to
you.
Say. And thank you, Nancy, for bringing this to everyone.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You know, I remember when you said that during Mod 1 or Module 1. And for those of you who are not IPECers who are listening to the show, basically Mod 1 is our first weekend of training to become a life coach. And Nancy and I hit it off immediately when we started Mod 1. And I remember her clearly saying that to our trainer, Karen Sullivan, you know, just the importance of bringing this to schools. And now we have somebody like Stephanie Shields who's actually doing it. So the importance and the significance of it is definitely not diminished. And I'm equally proud of you, Steph. So thanks so much for your call today, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. Bye. Bye.
That was nice to hear from Nancy, huh?
It was very nice to hear from Nancy.
Anybody else who wants to give us a call today, definitely give us a call. The number is 646-716-9397. So Stephanie, we were talking a little bit about your background with Tony Robbins and with IPEC. And I know that part of your coaching practice is your energy leadership certification. Can you talk to us a little bit about energy and the importance of kind of keeping your energy up and really tapping into that positive energy on a daily basis.
Okay, well, this is huge because, like everything, your thoughts lead to your actions and your actions lead to what happens in your life. So when you have that negative energy, like it's just, it doesn't get you what you want. And then you're wondering, why is everything coming in my life that I don't want? It's because you're thinking that. Believe it or not, the law of attraction is how what you put out there, you get out. And I'm a strong believer in this. And just whenever I do have that negative energy, I'm not even kidding. I literally get up and I jump and shake it off, like shake it off for a few minutes. And then I feel refreshed. But like,
and you're, when you start and you're I'm sorry, Stephanie, to interrupt you, but you're talking like literally shake it off physically.
Literally, I just did it. I'm not even going to lie. I just shook it off when I said it. But you want to keep this high energy because that's who comes into your life. If you wonder why you have these friends that don't really seem to want to do anything, but watch Netflix. Don't get me wrong. I love Netflix every once in a while, but like I just want to watch Netflix and just stay like, that's not who you want to hang out with. You want to hang out with those people that drive you and inspire you to be the best version of yourself every single day.
Yeah.
It's all and, about and that energy.
And I love what you said about Tony Robbins earlier, what you learned through the events about how, can you repeat that again for me once more, Stephanie, the whole idea of how what someone says to you is what they really feel about themselves. Can you clarify that again for me, please?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, like you meet some random person on the street or you're at a food market or a restaurant and there's so, okay, so you're the, theoretically speaking, you're the customer. And then there's the server. So you are so nasty to that server. I don't know why, you just are. Now that server shouldn't take it personally because it's not really it's not that they don't like you or just don't want to be around you. It's just really how they feel about yourself. So then how you respond to them, because they're reacting by being mean and awful, by you, when you respond to them, that's how you feel about yourself. It's an awareness of who you are and what you believe. So if you respond nastily, there's two examples. So if you respond nastily to them, you feel awful about yourself. But then if you shake it off and just say, oh, like you just go along with it, but like you're fine, you're calm, then that's how you feel about yourself.
That's insightful. All right, we have another caller. Let's see if we can get the 717 person on the line. Hi, you're live on the air with Renee and Stephanie. How can we help you today?
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm listening to you both. And I have a question.
Yes, for Stephanie. Okay.
Several of my friends, their kids are starting college this year. I have a goddaughter who's going to be a sophomore in college. And what do you think is the biggest challenge that, young college students are facing today and their parents should be aware of?
Well, that's a good one. Now, as a freshman, like, everything's so new and, like, you have, like, the shiny object syndrome. Like, all the clubs are new and exciting and you want to join them. You have no friends. Oh, my God, I'm living with this random person. It's just really about standing your ground and knowing what you want, but not like focusing on that school. Like I made this mistake freshman year and didn't focus on school as much as I should have. So like really, again, it's like with the time management and just making them aware of how important school is, because later on in life, like the studying abroad, like you want to study abroad, so you have to do well in school. So it's about you'll make the friends, believe me, because everyone's in the same boat and everyone's so nervous, but you find them. And these are the friends that will be with you for the rest of your life. They're not the same people you meet in high school, because in college, that maturity is higher. So you just are usually more yourself than you were in high school. So it's just really accepting the uncertainty and feeling that groundlessness, but accepting it and not being nervous and just knowing that it will all work out. If that answers your question.
Sure. And I also have something else that I see I do not have children myself, but my friends come to me and with some of their issues, and some of them suffer from being a helicopter parent. And what are some things that, as a college student, they could tell their parents, or I can tell their parents, to help them to let go a little bit of their babies, I guess.
So. Yes, that's a great question, because it's hard, because especially if it's the first child, you're letting them go and they've been with you for the past 18 years. There's this article that the Boston Globe does, and everyone says like going to college is like the beginning of a new chapter, but it's not, because it's the ending of an old book, beginning of a whole new book entirely, because the whole dynamics is different. Just tell those parents and the children to just talk to each other once in a while. Let them know, tell the college students to let their parents know what's going on in their life, because that's all really parents want to know. They want that relationship with their child, and they want to be there, because here's how my mom puts it. When you're a parent, your heart is walking outside your body your whole entire life, because that's how they feel, not knowing like what their child is doing or if they're okay. So it's really just about the communicating and being open and having that honest relationship.
And don't you think, Stephanie, that one of the things that communication breeds is trust?
Yes.
So
not let the parents hound the kid of what's going on, but maybe like every Sunday, like this is what I do with my parents. I FaceTime them every Sunday and tell them what's going on in my life. And then during the week, the parents could send them a quick text message, just, hey, thinking about you. Because believe it or not, like relationships get stronger in college just because the different dynamics, like you realize how grateful you are for that home life. Like it may be different, but the relationship grows so much more. So it's not to, don't worry, parents, your child will reach out to you. Just tell them you want to know what's going on in your life, but don't hound them.
Awesome. Kelly, thank you so much for calling in today.
Sure. Good to hear you guys.
All right. Have a great day, okay?
All righty.
Bye.
Good to hear from Kelly Carley. Kelly Carley, also part of our cohort and a great friend of both of us, both Stephanie and I. So, Stephanie, what do you think that you want to achieve with your practice that you haven't already in terms of today?
Okay, well, it's more... Okay, so what I haven't achieved yet, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yet to achieve.
To achieve. Well, definitely the retreats with children. My book is on the way, so within the next year, it will be published.
I was waiting for you to say that. I was waiting for you to say that. I was trying to get that out of you.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioning that to me during the mods.
Yes. So it's
awesome.
Right now, because it's not published yet, I'm still putting the final touches on it, but the title right now is Shine From Within. So look for it definitely by next June, most likely January, February. But that is on the way. And then, I don't know, right now I'm very happy with where I am because the schools are set up and I'm just, nothing has stopped me, even though public speaking really scares me, but I'm so excited to spread my message and have other teenagers and young adults feel the love and joy in their own life, like I feel like that I feel.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I've been public speaking my whole life and it still scares me. So I think when it stops scaring you, you stop caring because you want to make an impact. You want to make connections with people and it's important to you. So I'm just so happy that you're feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So final thoughts to students as they get back into the academic swing, Stephanie.
Okay, well, definitely just enjoy, because whatever grade you're going into, starting college, middle school, high school, or even in the middle, just enjoy, because you only get that year once, and each year just brings whole new opportunities and just excitement. So just it's really hard, but be present and just enjoy every little thing because it only happens once.
Thank you so much, Stephanie Shields, for your time today. It's my pleasure. And you are absolutely a delight. Please know that when your book is launched next year, you have an open invitation to come back to Reveal Your Excellence to promote it. And
I would love to.
Oh my gosh. And if there's ever anything that I can do to help you as you are maneuvering through this amazing life and career, please never hesitate to reach out to me. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
Oh, I enjoyed having you. And please tell your mom I said hello. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Nice day. All right. You too, Stephanie. That was Stephanie Shields, and what a dynamic young woman. I am so honored that she had the time today to join me on Reveal Your Excellence, and that she is in the process of consistently revealing her excellence on a daily basis just by her coaching and her incredible vision for life. So just an example of what you can do when you set your mind to it. And when you decide to take a negative situation and turn it into something that is beneficial for your life. So just before we wrap up, just want to give you a little bit of a recap of some of the thoughts that Stephanie shared with us. I think probably the most poignant moment was when she talked about being raw, being real, and being you. Be raw, be real, be you. The whole idea of authenticity, being consistent in who you are, and that there's really no one else like you, that everybody has their own individual flame, and that you have to allow that flame to shine and to sparkle. What an incredible message. Also, before we wrap up, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the Grow Tour. You can go to www.grow, that's G-R-O-W hyphen tour, T-O-U-R.com to learn more about the Grow Tour. It's happening all over the country, actually, but the place where I'm going to be speaking is in Staten Island. This is on Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. Bring yourself, bring your girlfriends. It's going to be held at the Mansion Grand, which is at 141 Mansion Avenue in Staten Island. I'll be posting this on Facebook probably tomorrow, I think. It's going to be in the evening from 6:30 to 10 o'clock. There is an early bird price of $49 for members and $59 for non-members. This is if you register by September 21st. And then a regular price of $69 for members and $79 for non-members after September 21st. Again, I'll be speaking, I'll be sharing my Reveal Your Excellence message, tapping into your potential, your power, and your purpose. And I'm very, 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 very excited about it. I hope that you have an opportunity to join me there. And like I said, bring yourself, bring your girlfriends. I know that I will be bringing at least one friend along with me. Coming up on Life Coach Radio Networks, take a listen to Your Best Life with Jan Jaffe on September 9th at 12 o'clock. That's a Wednesday. Listen to dynamic interviews with people and professionals from all walks of life. Jan Jaffe comes on Life Coach Radio Networks the second Wednesday of each month at noon Eastern for live broadcast, or listen to a podcast of the show anytime after the broadcast. I think that is it. What I will tell you, and I neglected to do this while Stephanie was on the air, is that you can look for Stephanie online. I Keep Shining is the name of her company. And if you want to get in touch with Stephanie, you can reach out to me at Renee at ReneeEllison.com. I'll give you the spelling of Renee, It's R-E-N-A-I at RENAIELLISON.com. All right. Now, next week on Reveal Your Excellence, I'm equally excited because Sarah Elmaligi, and I always have trouble with her last name, Elmaligi, is going to be on the show next week. I'll get the correct pronunciation by next week. And she's going to be doing a show called Guided by Faith. That's the topic for next week. Sarah is from the Muslim faith, one of the most spiritual, confident, kind, confident, and let's see, confident, kind, and calm is what I'm trying to say, people I've ever met. And we're going to talk a little bit about Sarah's faith, the differences between her faith and traditional Christianity and other faiths that people may share. We're going to talk a little bit about how she perceives life, and it's going to be a really great show. So Sarah will be joining us next week, in 2 weeks, September 12th. For the next Reveal Your Excellence with the on-camera coach, Renee Ellison. In the meantime, we have about 4 more minutes left, but I'm going to wrap up now and just say thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much to Nancy and to Kelly for your calls today. I really appreciate you chiming in with your comments and questions. It really means a lot to me. I know it meant a lot to Stephanie as well. And I look forward to continuing that every time Reveal Your Excellence is on the air. You guys take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. If you're in the New Jersey area, I know that you're experiencing phenomenal weather. If you're not in the New Jersey area and you're not experiencing phenomenal weather, really, really sucks for you because it's so nice outside today. I think I'm going to get out and enjoy it. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks. All right. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.